Yes, they're hanging Danny Deever in the morning.
No, Lon Chaney is not the name of a bridge crossing the Potomac River.
Yes, one man's family was finally evicted from Sea Cliff.
No, Little Nipper was not a heavy drinker in his early days. It's time once more for radio's time-honored program, The Answer Man, now in its 83rd year. Each week at this time, The Answer Man answers the questions you, the radio listeners, send to him. And now, here is The Answer Man.
Thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and hello there, Willard Scott.
Hello, Mr. Answer Man.
I see the mailman was busy this week.
A lot of questions, sir.
All right, dip into the mailbag and read us our first one.
Very good. A student from American University writes, where was Stratford-on-Avon, and what type house was it?
That's a good question. You ought to fix those cavities, Willard.
Stratford-on-Avon,
the best we can locate it here, it was between two other places in England. Stratford-on-Avon was just a few miles from Drooling-on-Lapel, which was shortly down the road from taking it on the land.
Another government worker from Fairfax Road in Bethesda writes, concerning daylight saving time, Mr. Answer Man, I'd like to know about our coffee breaks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come at the same time as they normally do. As it is, we have a coffee break at 10, 12, 3, and 4:30. Now, with daylight time, this will put us, of course, an hour behind schedule, which will give us a little more time. But there are some people at the 8 o'clock coffee break who won't make it at all. Now, could this be changed, possibly?
Well, now, there's two schools of thought on this. Of course, if you took your coffee break at the same time, it would actually be 11 o'clock, and you might not want your coffee a little earlier. So if you had your coffee at 10 o'clock, it would be kind of silly to have it
You've
at 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to radio's time-honored show, The Answer Man.
You see,
if you have any questions
for
which you'd like
to answer,
just address
a
card or letter to The Answer Man, WRC Radio, Red Square, Hartford, 2, Virginia, along with $635 to cover the cost of handling and mailing. And be with us again next week when once more we'll present The Answer Man.